Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Richard, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
You guys are going to put me on the air.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. You're going on.
Right. I didn't know that.
What's up, man?
Not a lot. Hey, man, I was just calling because, by whiff real quick, it came on to me that I think in the beginning of the year, every year, you pick a number to try to remember.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you guys have done that yet.
Well, we can't. None of us can remember if I picked a number or not last year. And we went through all of our predictions yesterday, the ones that we had for 2008, for 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh never supplied us the part of that audio where I predict the number for the entire year.
See, I think you did do it.
And
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. I think I was so frustrated last year because it was like the fifth straight year in a row that I couldn't remember the number. I don't think I did it. Did I do it?
Okay.
I did do it? Oh,
see,
hold on one sec. Come
you
up here.
Did?
And sir, Natalie, come up here.
Do you remember the number, Natalie?
I remember what it's about, but I don't know. Hold
on a sec. Let's get Natalie up here. She got a this is intern Natalie's at Mike Music. I did pick a number last year?
Yeah, you did pick a number, and you had a way to remember it. So I don't know the number, but you would know the number if I told you what it was about.
So the fact that I did pick a number puts me on the spot again. So don't tell me how I chose to remember that number. That would give it away.
Right.
All right, Richard, you called me out, man. I guess I did.
Sorry.
This is the running joke on the show that my memory is so bad that I can't even remember a number that I pick at the front end of the year. All year long.
And I think it's rubbing off on me because my memory, I think, has gotten worse since we started working together.
Well, I think it's and a schedule.
It's
I think
contagious.
It's a schedule too, man.
No,
even then
you're
you
rubbing
kept saying
off
that.
On me.
What's that?
Even then you kept saying that you weren't going to remember it. So that probably, help you not to remember it. If you say you're not going to remember something, then you're not going to even try to remember.
Well, I mean, for 5 straight years now, I've picked a number. And at the end of the year, I can't remember the number. So...
Well, this year, you couldn't even remember that you picked a number.
Right. None of us could. All right, let's try this.
I think I remember now. It's starting to come back to me what you would have picked.
And the problem here is I'm so competitive that I don't want you guys to win that I feel a lot of pressure to get it right now.
I'm going to write, Wendy, do you think you remember?
I know you picked a way to remember it, but I don't even remember
I'm going to write down what I think it is and show Natalie.
Okay, I'll do the same thing, just for
and
fun.
The only thing that keeps coming to my mind, and seriously, I didn't think that I picked a number, but for whatever reason, my gut says that I picked my birth date, which would be 13, which I'm not saying is the number yet.
Natalie doesn't know the number. She just knows the clue to help you remember the number.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I just wrote
this
down 2 numbers.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I had my first number, and then
I had my 2
choice.
Guesses, too.
I remember making it like really easy, like going, that's a number that I'll never forget. So it either has to be.
It's got to be something.
It's got to be like my birthday that I would never forget. Before I tried to use numbers of players that I've admired all the years and I butchered that.
Well, that's close.
I did.
That's close.
Oh, crap.
You're not supposed to give him any hints.
Okay. Sorry.
This is funny.
What athlete or what number would I pick right here?
She even gave you a hint and you can't remember. Nothing?
I got nothing.
Just spit one out.
I'm just going to go with 13 because I think I would try to make it as basic as I can and that would be my birth date. 13. Okay. 13 is the number. 13 is the number!
Can I tell you what it's in reference to?
Yeah.
It's your wife's birthday. So I don't know what her birthday is.
Well, now the pressure's on.
And
like,
is that my second guess? Well, you have to tell us what your wife's birthday is.
May 15th.
Oh.
Ooh.
I was thinking. I was close.
It was 15. Man.
It was your wife's birthday.
So it's May 15th. So the number would have been 15.
Jenna's close.
I thought that Stacey's birthday was the 25th, so I wrote down 525.
See, I just put 52.
But I thought I remembered it as your wedding anniversary, not your wife's birthday.
Which it might have been, which would have been the 23rd.
The
25th is Hollis's birthday.
Okay.
And also my mom's birthday. All Stacey's in May. Birthday. So it was Stacey's birthday, yeah. So that means it would have been 15. Okay, I'm going to do this for this year.
Okay, you're going to predict...
This is it.
The number you're going to remember.
This is it.
Write the time it down.
This will break the streak right here.
Right now.
Right here, right now.
Next year, when
next
it is,
year, this is
2011,
gonna,
you're going to remember this.
The date of my birth, the 13th. Okay. 13 will be the number that I will remember next year at this time.
Okay. Okay.
And if I don't remember it, we'll go back to the money thing. Y'all get $100.
Nice. Oh, sweet.
All right.
Sweet.
That will be my motivation.
I need to be employed by then.
Okay.
Bring on the money in 2011.
There it is. 13 will be the number. If I don't get it, everybody that has a mic full time gets $100. Not everybody on the staff. I can't afford that. Okay. 13.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.